the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts. And I would have to say that yesterday was a really funny show. Laughed a lot, all this week.
Oh. Yeah.
And I don't mean that braggy. But man, oh man, the most I laughed all day was after the show. And this started on the air when 23 hours ago off the air, I heard Joe look at his dog Clarence and say about an hour before the end of the show, "You're the reason Daddy's going to get a ticket today."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. It is not his fault that you didn't park where your parking pass is for. And I that said, you wouldn't put a leash on him."
And I said, "I know that, but he doesn't understand me, so I can blame him for everything." Yes.
And his sad brown eyes.
And he won't even feel bad about it.
Because
exactly. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
I go, "You're the worst. You're a little Nazi, but if I have a ball in my hand," he goes, "Yes, I am."
"Whatever you say, sir."
Yeah, no. You overheard me go, "You're so cute. And you're the reason Daddy's going to get a ticket." Because I had parked like I have many times before, just on the street, even though I have a parking space.
And we've given you a hard time for that many, 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 many times.
Deservedly so. And that's just how it goes. But yesterday, instead of going through the hassles, the trials and tribulations of putting a collar and leash on him so I could safely walk him across the street, well, I had this extra bag I had to carry because Kelly gave me this load of cauliflower chips to bring Hot Wings and Steve. So, you know, I had extra stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't want Clarence to get run over across the street or anything weird to happen. So I thought, I'm just going to park right in front of the building. You know, I can open the door and shuttle him in.
Mm-hmm.
Ease. Yeah.
And then the plan would be to go back down later during a commercial break and move your car.
But the best laid plans of mice
always,
and men.
That's always your plan.
Yeah. So
that's literally always your plan.
Well, certainly never to get a ticket.
So after the show, now Joe has lamented for an hour at this point that, "Oh God, I got to remember to go move my car." And just every time we did, he'd get busy laughing and we were talking about stuff off the air.
That's how it was. Yesterday was one of those shows, like you said, where it was just like
it flew by.
We were laughing, and then off the air, we would keep laughing, and then and then the next segment, like so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And also, at a certain point, I just, you know, when you kind of know, hey, there's going to be a ticket on your car, it's not like if you go down at that point and move it, they go, "Oh, we'll take this ticket away."
Right.
So there's that.
So we're sitting in here after the show. And it's me and Hot Wings and Joe and Steve. And we're about to do a couple things. I had to leave to get a chest x-ray. Good times. Mm-hmm. And two coworkers walk by. And they pop their heads in the studio. And they go, "Hey, Joe, your car is about to get towed." And Joe went, "Huh?
What?"
And they said, "Your car is about to get towed." And Joe
said,
"Seriously? Like right now?" And they go, "Right now.
Right
and
now."
And Joe goes into full-on panic mode.
Yeah, this is what you would use the term berserk for.
Yes. Yeah. I think this is something that... yeah, it happens. It, you know, the when... Yeah, it's fight or flight, baby.
Yeah. So Joe's goes running in circles first because he can't figure out where his keys were. And he,
yeah, you're like you're actually searching your own human person, going, "Oh yeah, my God." Joe has a tendency when he is faced with some sort of
adversity,
a timing issue, timing and adversity. He becomes what we call a spaz.
Like one day.
Joe has fighter spaz.
Yeah, I do.
It really is.
Yeah, I don't deny it. God put me somewhere in the middle of Viking warrior and Free Beer, fainting goat.
Yeah, you're better off than I am.
Let's not say that.
I don't know.
Joe starts spazzing out.
Which one of us was having more fun at that moment?
That's true. Joe was spazzing out, and that caused his dog, Clarence, who's in the studio with us, to go, "Oh, this is fun. We're playing. We're playing. We're playing."
Yeah.
And he starts bouncing around and jumping and going crazy. So Joe runs out of the studio with his keys and says, stay. And Clarence is like, you bet, here I come. And they go running out the hallway. So if you watch on the webcams, the window that is behind Joe and is to my right, if you look out that window, you can see all the way down to the exit of our suite and out to the elevator lobby. And all the way down that hallway, Joe's going, no, Clarence, stay, no. And Clarence is like, I'm coming, I'm a good dog.
Yeah, like we're going outside. I like that place.
Yeah. And so Joe goes bursting out the key lock door out into the elevator lobby, and Clarence, boom, right behind him, defeats the door. You hear the door click like Joe's trying to open it without using his key. It's just pure chaos. I am in the doorway in hysterics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
they're, you know, our two coworkers are trying. They're trying to help me out. They're actually going, yes, come back. And I'm going, go to Wendy, as though he understands.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Things are exciting, and he sees me going to the place where, when we're both together, we end up outside, which is his favorite place. So that's, I hear laughter and mocking. No, that's not true. I heard nothing. It was just like, you know.
No, but your intuition was like right after. Right.
But I knew.
Right after D-Day began and Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
It's just a ringing in your ear.
Yes.
He's carrying.
Your head's underwater a little.
He's carrying his own arm.
That is.
Because of your surgery.
Yes. So that already what you saw was the fastest I have moved in 3 weeks now, because I had surgery. They said I can't lift my arm above my head and I should not do anything strenuous. And so I have followed that. I went, you mean I shouldn't move fast? And the doc said, yeah. And I went, should I eat too much? And he said, yeah, in my mind. Should I lay in bed a lot? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But no, like back to the arm. I should not use it for strenuous things. I shouldn't lift it above my head.
Shouldn't use it for propulsion.
I should not use it for propulsion. And so I've got it on my side, like as I am running down these stairs. And when I run down those stairs in the past, you grab on, it's a stairwell, so you know you're going around, you know,
right
down this way, then you turn and go that way. Yep. And so it's very natural to reach out your arm, hold the rail, and then jet yourself down the next flight.
And the rail is on the right side because that's the way you're going down.
Yes.
It's on the side of your body that needs to be immobilized.
Exactly. And so I am running with my arm straight down and my other one like this. I can't touch a rail, and I'm just like, and I get down there, and now in the meantime, as I'm going down five flights of stairs, because I think there is spoiler alert, I think there is a tow truck out there.
Yes. By the way, I just want to point something out. After you exited and we had a good time laughing at your Keystone Cops Three Stooges exit.
What did you do, poo in my bag?
We looked out the windows and realized not only did you park where your permit's not allowed, you didn't even park at one of the meters. You parked at meters with bags over them that say, don't park here.
The entire road is covered with bright red bags that say no parking on every meter because they are doing road work.
It was more egregious than other times.
Now, in my defense, if you only read the word parking, you would have no idea that you couldn't park there.
I assumed the other word was free. That's why the bag was there. How can I put in a coin?
Yeah, exactly. So
I see your conundrum.
Yeah, it's circus weekend or something.
So anyway, I am during that time, I do have enough. I my mind catches up with what's going on, and I'm thinking, like, what am I gonna do? Like, if I go out there and I see that he still has like the chain in his hand, do I get in my car and be like, not today, dude, and get out of there? Like, I'm not crazy enough, and I wasn't spazzy enough to be like, if I'm on a truck, I'm going to drive it off like a World Star video or something.
Yeah.
So I know that, but I'm like, if he still hasn't touched a chain to it or whatever, like, can I book it? Is this going to be my plan? And I get into the lobby and out the door and I see my car and I'm like, I don't see any tow truck down here at all. Okay, that's good. But I see this dude standing there, and he goes, "Hey, I'm Mike. I'm the foreman who's been working on this job for a while. And good to meet you, Joe." And I said, pleased to meet you as well, Mike. What's going on? Am I okay?" and he goes, "Yeah, they were parking services. They were about ready to call the tow truck company." And I said, "Hang on one second. I think this is either Free Beer or Joe's car," because he knows that we both drive Explorers.
Yeah.
And I went, "Yeah, you're right. It's Free Beer's car. He he's sick today, so he told me to run down here and move it." So I'm like, "Oh my God." I mean, I'm still like breathing heavy. So you just have to imagine. I'm like, "Hi, Mike. Hi, thank you so much." And then I don't even realize it, but the parking guy is like right there.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me like Mike, the foreman has to go like, "It's all right."
Yeah.
He was still
going to get you.
Yeah. He was ready. Like, you know, with
like, "Ease up, Peter Parking. Like, yes, it's fine. Like,
it's okay." Because I think he was like, "Oh, finally, I get to see one of these people who's been violating meter policies."
I'm sure he knows your car. He tickets it like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. He once tried to ticket it when I was in it.
You're putting his kid through college.
I'm sure he's standing there watching you lie going, "You know, I see you get out of this car illegally parked like 3 days a week. No, it's your car."
Yeah, just because you're running like half a Mo's doesn't make this not your car.
Half a Mo's. I know.
That was the other thing. That's the other thing. Mike is a fancy idiot and is about a month
lucky
behind.
Lucky for you.
And is about it. Yeah, well, totally lucky for me. I do not take that for granted at all. He was my savior yesterday. But he also didn't know why I was standing there like this, rubbing my shoulder and fist bumping him with my other arm.
He thought you were verbal Kent.
Yes. So I was like, "Oh man, thank you. You know how I can't run because I can't, you know, that hurt
I'm
with
Kaiser
my
so
surgery
safe.
And everything." And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah. So Joe had a hysterectomy.
So anyway,
yeah, they added one.
So then we were still out there when Free Beer walked out.
And Joe says, "Hey, you're here to move your car?" Yeah. No, mine's around the other side, parked legally.
Steve and I were up here very, very sad in the moment that he and I were the only ones in the studio, that we have these ridiculously double pane but super separated windows.
Can't see.
So it's like the window itself, the cavity is like a foot deep. And so you can't see down. And we were like, "Man, I just want to see what's going on." But unless we go outside ourselves, there's no vantage point to see this. So, well, I guess we'll just find out if he comes back.
In your mind, was I one-armed fighting a tow truck driver? Or giving him hand pleasures not to tow my car.
We were standing up here and we were like, "Man, it's been a long time." Like, we thought that time had passed where you were just standing there on the sidewalk weeping as your car.
That's what I would have said. You were down there one-armed weeping.
We thought, I thought that there was a good chance you were like truly arguing with a tow truck driver.
Looking up the Wikipedia definition of driveway again from that time you got a ticket and turned into a baby.
All right, I just pictured you down there going, "But I'm right here. Just let me move it. Mm-hmm. I'm right here." Like, I could hear that in your voice so clearly.
I can't say you're wrong about that.
I think that's what I would do.
I think that is what I might do. I certainly wasn't going to fight him, though.
So where
that
would have
been Little Mac versus Mike Tyson.
I do remember Steve and I were joking about how you would be the type that, I don't know if the city is the type that would do it. I've never seen it before, but I'm imagining they have preemptively put a boot on it, and Joe will try to drive his car with it on there and rip his fender up.
Even better. Oh, my gosh. Would have been amazing.
And tear up the brand new road.
This little tidbit, too, was a funny one. I don't know if, Freebeer, you were down there for this yet or not, but the parking guy, he's like, once he knows that everything's okay, that I'm not a threat, and he goes, "Hey, man, just so you know, there's a loading zone like just 20 feet up there. And Mike, before I even say anything, Mike's like, oh, no, he doesn't need a loading zone. He parks right there. And then we all look across the street and I go, and then I look back at him and I go, he's right. It's free parking. I'm just stupid.
Yeah. Did that guy laugh, the parking guy, or did not he just roll? I figured he was like, you are stupid.
I thought he would.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Didn't seem like it.
I thought the situation was very humorous. Even though it was my car getting towed, I had to sit there and just laugh at myself. And I thought, well, anyone looking in would find this to be a humorous situation. He was like, no.
Here's the big question. Where did you park today?
Huh?
Where did you park today?
Oh, on the street.
Is your car on the street right now?
Yeah, the bag said parking, and they already did the line, so I'm good.
The bag says parking.
No, it says parking.
I parked at the parking deck.
Okay. I was going to say, come ticket him right now.
They might.
A second chance.
Do you remember that? I think I talked too much ass about the parking ticket guys once.
That's probably true.
Do you remember when I was like, most of the time I do park in the parking garage, but one day, remember I sent you that picture and my tire was over a line
Yes. This
much. And even you guys had to admit, that
yeah, your tire was a bit, it was on the line, but yeah. I mean.
Well, you did dox them, so.
Yeah, it was certainly not anything I would have thought.
You did not.
Not in their houses. Right.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.